was a nice and simple task. Head to the podiatrist to get my feet checked for signs of diabetes. We hadn't been to this particular place before, so the initial plan was taxi back, but it was a lovely sunny day. And the walk between the bus station and the health center wasn't too far. If I can manage the walk to our local Tesco and back, it's roughly that same distance, but one way. Me and Mum walked back and forth for a while as to whether I'd manage to make it there, but ultimately I won the fight. We got the bus into the town center, and from there walked the 2361 steps to the health center. Boy, was it warm. Horrific blotches of heat rash, and my head was quite unsteady, along with all my usual balance issues and whatnot. I found myself sticking extremely close to the inside of the footpath as we walked quite a ways down a busy main road. Mum had to be my eyes and ears, as I could barely look around at all. So thankfully, it was a single road to follow all the way, or I'm fairly sure we've gotten lost along the way. But we made it. We waited about 10 minutes, a well-needed rest, before I got seen. The nurse doing the standard set of foot checking, before then inquiring about my issues. We discussed my disbelief that I have diabetes, about how all the other signs they can see are easily attributed to my head issues. But then I know that with a high sugar level, it should be checked. We then spent a further 5 or 10 minutes chatting about all my head trauma, and she seemed genuinely interested in my stories of horror. Then I waited whilst Mum had a checkup with the same podiatrist, and then we came home in a taxi, 'cause I wasn't doing that again. By the time I got home, the skin blotchiness was finally starting to calm down, and then I ate before going for a good few hours in bed, because the whole event had completely drained me. The rest of the day was spent sitting around and not doing much of anything at all. A rest day, an exhausting rest day. Be my eyes and ears, as I could barely look around at all. So thankfully, it was a single road to